London. The United Kingdom, France, and Germany have moved to restore major United Nations sanctions on Iran, escalating a long-running dispute over Tehran's nuclear program. The decision activates the snapback mechanism embedded in the 2015 nuclear accord, under which sanctions that were lifted in exchange for curbs on Iran's nuclear activities can be reinstated within 30 days. The three European powers, collectively known as the E3, formally notified the UN Security Council of their decision on Thursday, citing Iran's repeated violations of the agreement. E3 argued that Iran's stockpile of highly enriched uranium had no civilian justification and represented a clear threat to international peace and security. The countries stated that Iran's non-compliance with the deal was clear and deliberate, and pledged to continue engaging diplomatically during the 30-day window before the sanctions relief lapses. British Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the E3 had offered Tehran an extension of sanctions relief if it met certain conditions, but that Iran had made no substantive effort to do so. Iran has consistently failed to provide credible assurances on the nature of its nuclear program, Lammy said. Iran's foreign ministry condemned the decision as a provocative and unnecessary escalation that would seriously undermine its ongoing cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA. In a letter to the European Union's policy chief, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi argued the E3 had no legal jurisdiction to reactivate sanctions and said both Russia and China supported Iran's position. The United States welcomed the snapback initiative. A spokesperson for Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington would work closely with its European allies to ensure sanctions are reinstated. The 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, signed by Iran and world powers including the US, UK, France, Germany, China, and the EU, provided sanctions relief in return for strict limits on Iran's nuclear program. But the agreement began unraveling in 2018 when then-US President Donald Trump withdrew, reinstating sanctions. Since then, Iran has steadily expanded its nuclear activities, enriching uranium to levels near weapons grade and restricting access for international inspectors. Western governments and the IAEA say Iran has yet to demonstrate its program is exclusively civilian in nature. Tehran, however, insists it does not seek nuclear weapons. Under the snapback provision, the UN Security Council has 30 days to decide whether to extend sanctions relief or allow it to lapse. Unless all members agree otherwise, the sanctions, including an arms embargo and restrictions on Iran's nuclear activities, will automatically be reimposed.